Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We are bringing this broadcast to you as a special broadcast. Praise God. This morning, as we ministered on the person and work of the Holy Ghost, the Lord dropped it in my spirit to have another broadcast on today. We meant to be on a little earlier. We do apologize. We missed that time, but we are here, praise the Lord, because I believe that this word will bless you. Praise God. And so we want to share a special word with you entitled The Trial of Your Faith. Praise God. Before we go into the word of the Lord, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again. And Lord, we ask, God, as we go into your word this afternoon, Father, that you would anoint your word. Anoint those, God, that are listening today. Father, we ask that you would bless this word. Anoint it, Father. Oh, my God, we thank you for the prophetic word on today. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this hour. We thank you, Father God, that you do watch over your word to perform it. And Father, we ask as your word goes out today that, God, you will bless, that you will minister. Father, that you would do only what you can do, Father God. We give this time over to you now, and we thank you and we praise you, God, for all that you're going to do. Have your way, Father. You speak right now. You speak, God. Lord, through me, Father, let me say nothing in self or flesh, God, but we give this over to you, and we thank you for your word. And, Father, we praise you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, beloved, I want you to turn to 1 Peter 4, and we're going to read verses 12 through 16. And the subtopic is Think It Not Strange. Praise God. And we know that, amen, there will be times in our lives when we will go through things and we will think it very strange. We will question what is going on and why is this going on. But, beloved, I come to let you know tonight, today, amen, that the trial of your faith, glory to God, it will work patience. Don't think it strange, beloved, because of the fiery trial that you may be going through right now. There are some of you right now that are going through great trial. There are some of you that are being tested every way that you could possibly be tested, glory to God. But know that the trial of your faith, it will work patience, endurance. Praise God, it will build stamina. Glory to God, it will build character. Glory to God, there are things that may need to come up out of your life as a result of what you're going through and where you are in the midst of a fire, a furnace of affliction, if you will. Praise God, and you need God, amen, to work. You need the Lord, glory to God, to come on the scene. Beloved, I'm encouraging you to know, glory to God, that God has not left you. Amen. He is with you, and he will walk through with you. Glory to God. Walk with the Lord. Amen. Walk with him. Stay with him. Stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Stay in his presence, beloved, because God knows and he sees everything, and he will, amen, see you to victory. He'll see you through on the other side. Glory to God. Some of you right now, you may, amen, feel like, glory to God, if I could just be delivered out of this. But, beloved, God wants to take you through it, because in the midst you're going to find out who God is, and you're going to begin to learn, amen, and know that God is God, and you're going to really begin to tap into God in a new way. Praise God. Amen. There are things that you need, glory to God, as you're walking through where you are right now that the Holy Ghost will impart. Amen. And then when you come through it, praise God, you'll be stronger in the Lord. Amen. Your view will change. Amen. Even now, some of you, amen, God is changing some things as a result of where you are. Don't abort the process. Allow the Lord to take you all the way through, amen, because you will see the victory. Glory to God. Some things you will not see right at this moment, but, beloved, if you walk through, just keep walking. Keep trusting the Lord. Don't give up. Praise God. Keep walking. Keep, amen, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your focus on Him. Amen. Because you will come through this. Amen. This is not the end. Praise God. It's just the beginning. Amen. Because God sees all and He knows all. Some of you right now may be facing some physical issues. Glory to God. You may have received an evil report, if you will, or a report that you know that is not your report. Amen. So whose report will you believe? Believe the report of the Lord. Glory to God. Even with the report, take that thing, take it to God. Take it before Him. Fast and pray. Seek the face of God. Amen. Because, beloved, God will give you the answers that you need. He will speak a word in season. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read this scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 12. It says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." Now, trials are inevitable for believers in an ungodly world that is controlled by Satan and opposes the gospel. So we know because of the world we live in, amen, we're going to face some trials. We're going to face some tribulation. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are committed to Jesus Christ and are devoted and faithful, who live by the Spirit and who love the truth of the gospel, will experience trouble and sorrow. Amen. Just as Paul and others, glory to God, amen, they served God faithfully. Amen. They were faithful to the Lord. They were sold out. They were committed. They were fully surrendered to God. And even though they were, and God did great things through their lives, through their ministries, they yet suffered great persecution. They experienced sorrow. They experienced death. They experienced all kinds of things, praise God. But they yet endured. Amen. They endured their walk. And we, beloved, today we must endure our walk, praise God. Now listen, suffering for righteousness' sake is evidence of genuine devotion to Christ. Amen. So just for being a Christian, just for standing up for what is right, amen, there will be times when we in the body of Christ will suffer for that. Amen. And people won't like it. They won't like the stand that you take. Amen. And in this hour, we're really having to take a stand almost against everything anymore. Praise God. Amen. We have to, and we do it in love. We don't do it in bitterness. We don't do it striking. Praise God. We just stand and be the vessels that God wants us to be. Praise God. And one thing about it, we must walk in love, because the Bible says, "With loving kindness have I drawn thee." And so everything we do must be seated in love. How we treat people, we must be seated in love. Praise God. You can't expect to strike out or be mean or be hateful, glory to God, and then turn around and expect the Lord to bless, expect Him to prosper, amen, expect Him to validate, glory to God, because He will not, amen. We must, as Ezekiel says, we must eat the whole roll, amen. And when there are things in our lives even that we need to get right, we need to be quick to do that. Beloved, be quick to repent. Be quick to ask the Lord, "Okay, Father, show me what I must do. Change my attitude. Change my behavior." Praise the Lord. Now listen, through painful trials, God allows us to share in His suffering and forms within us the quality of character that He desires. In each of us, we need godly character in this hour. We need to walk in the character that God has. Amen. And we do that. Our character is made, praise God, and groomed and refined. Amen. Because of the things that we may have to endure. Praise the Lord. Now let me read Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Actually, let me go back to verse 1. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So this says, amen, I'm going to go back. We glory in tribulation. Now, a lot of time we look at tribulation, we're not going to glory in it. Amen. We don't see no good in it. Amen. But Paul says we should glory in it. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. Because tribulation works patience. And patience is endurance. It gives us the ability to endure, to suffer long. Praise God. And then with patience, we gain experience. Amen. We gain that we need to be able to not only carry our own weight and walk in the things God has, but we'll be able to help someone else. Praise God. And then experience hope. That builds trust and faith and reliance when you can walk through something, amen, and you see God, amen, bring you through it or bring you, you see the work of God. It will build hope to let you know, God, you're my God, amen. You are God on the mountain. You're God in the valley. You're God no matter what. Praise the Lord. Hope, trust, confidence, belief, faith, reliance, all of that, amen. And then hope doesn't make you ashamed, praise God, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, amen, in our hearts, amen, by who? The Holy Ghost, amen, which is given unto us. And we've been talking about the Holy Ghost, praise God. So hope doesn't make ashamed. When you have confidence in God and you trust God no matter what, praise God, you are not going to be put to shame. God is not going to leave you out there hanging by yourself. Amen, praise God. He's going to come through for you. Amen. We have a hope that the world does not have, praise God. So even in the midst of trial and pain and suffering, adversity, affliction, infirmities, whatever it may be, in the midst of it all, praise God, you can have the hope to know that God will see you through, and he will see you through victoriously, praise God. Amen. Now, when we suffer and remain faithful to Christ, we will be blessed because the Spirit of glory in God rests upon us. Amen. So in the midst of everything, we must be faithful. We must continue to be faithful. We must continue, amen, our walks in God. We must continue to be committed. You must not let down your guard. You must not quit preaching, preacher. Amen. You must not quit evangelizing. Do not quit pastoring. Do not give up. But you keep going. Praise the Lord. You keep on going. You get up. Amen. Allow the Lord to heal. Allow him to restore. Praise God. Don't think it's strange. Amen. Concerning the fiery trial. Glory to God. Know that God is with you, beloved, and he will see you through. Praise God. He is faithful. God is faithful to his word. Now listen, Jesus left us an example to follow. Amen. He never retaliated, nor did he strike back when he was struck. Praise God. He never struck back to those that struck him. Amen, to those that mocked him. And beloved, we must do the same. Don't strike back. If you know that things have been said or done or whatever you may be going through right now, don't strike back. Don't strike back. Amen. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight for you. Let him fight. He will do it. God is faithful to his word. I really believe this is for somebody today. Somebody really is in trouble. Amen. And you don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. But I'm encouraging you today to hold on to Jesus. Hold on to the Lord. Amen. Do not let go, because he is your lifeline. Someone you're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to quit. You've been hurt. You've been beat down. Praise God, you've been pressed down. Though every time you lift up your head to try to move forward, it looks like the enemy comes to pull you back down again. But, beloved, I'm encouraging you right now to pick your head up. Amen. It's not over yet. Amen. It's not done. It's not finished. God is not finished with you. Amen. You are a work in progress. Praise God. And you will come through. Amen. He will refine you. He will do what he needs to do in you to get you where you need to be. Praise God. He can take anybody, amen, and change their life. Glory to God. He took my life, amen, and he took me, amen, and began to make me and still making me. I have a long way to go, but I thank the Lord I'm not where I used to be, but I'm not where I want to be. I still am pressing, and beloved, you must press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do not give up. Glory to God, even though the pressure may be great, but you know what? The anointing is greater. Amen. And those that have been called to carry, amen, a heavy anointing, a heavy prophetic anointing or an apostolic anointing, praise God, those carry a lot of weight, praise God, and a lot comes with it, praise God. But if God has entrusted you, beloved, you can do it. It's not you, but it's the Christ that lives in you. So do not give up right now. Do not let go of God. Don't think it's strange because of everything that has been going on and all that has broken loose and looks like everything is going wrong and nothing is going right. Praise God. Something is going right because God is on your side and he's going to bring you through. Praise God. So we must be like the Lord. We must not, glory to God, strike when we're struck. Praise God. When, amen, when he was threatened, he did not threaten back. Amen. But Jesus committed himself to God. Amen. Who is a righteous judge. God is the judge. Praise God. He's a righteous judge. Amen. And he judges righteously. He's right. Praise God. He's good and he's kind. Amen. He's fair. Praise God. Amen. So you need to, amen, we need to depend on the Lord, and we really need to rely on God now. Give everything over to the Lord now. You've been trying to handle it, but God is saying, amen, you give it to me and let me handle it now. Throw it at his feet. Lay it down at his feet, praise the Lord, and then allow him to wash you, allow him to cleanse you, allow him to free you, because he will do that, beloved. God is faithful to his word. Praise God. Amen. Now, listen, all those that condemned Jesus suffered for it. They suffered greatly. Amen. And in time, they reaped what they had sown. Praise God. Some, I think it was one, I don't know if it was Pilate or one of them that committed suicide. But all of them suffered. And you know, whenever the people of God go through great trial, great suffering, and those that the persecutors, they suffer for that. So you don't have to worry about retaliation. Jesus said, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. So if you're suffering at the hands of someone else, just give it to God. Allow the Lord. Don't try to fight it yourself. Don't try to fight your own battle. Amen. Let God fight your battle. Let him do it. He will. He's faithful to his word. Amen. Now listen, as a result of suffering for Christ, it will bring you into spiritual maturity. You will get to a point where you grow up in God, where you begin to take your eyes off yourself and even what you may be going through. Amen. And then you will learn, glory to God, that you know what, it's not about me anyway. It is about Jesus Christ. It's about being made in the image of Christ, praise God. And it's about staying, amen, in an area, in a way that God can use you and that you're pliable. It's about staying free and staying clear. It's about keeping your vessel, your temple clean, that God can flow through you purely. Praise God, because you know what? If you have a pure heart, amen, no matter what comes your way, no matter what, amen, happens to you, you keep that pure heart. You don't let your heart get contaminated. The Bible says that we should guard our heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Do not become contaminated because of things or things that have happened or situations that may have occurred. Do not allow your heart to become contaminated. Do not get bitter. Amen. Sometimes we can see someone else going through something. Amen. And we will get offended. We'll get on the wrong side, if you will. And before you know it, we're in trouble. So we must be very careful how we walk. Amen. We must be careful. Amen. If we see a situation or in a situation, that we pray that we really get the mind of God. Amen. And we allow the Lord to minister to us. Amen. Because he will do just that. So suffering for Christ, again, will bring you into spiritual maturity. Amen. Also, it will cause the blessing of God to come upon your life, praise God, and then the ability to minister life to others. Praise God. We go through things, amen, but then we're able to minister to others. We're able, we have a different outlook and an outview, praise God, and then we're able to minister with compassion and love, praise God, according to the word, standing firm, speaking the truth, speaking it in love, glory to God, but we're able, praise God, to do that, amen, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Now, I want to share, amen, a word with you in closing here. Amen. We do have a few more minutes, but I do want to share this word with you. Praise God. The Holy Spirit's presence and favor will rest on you in a special way as a foretaste of heaven's glory as a result of your suffering for Christ's sake. Continue to be faithful to Christ in all that he says and tells you to do, because he is faithful and God is faithful. Amen. Even when we're not faithful, God is faithful. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Do not slack on your commitment to Jesus. Praise God. Let me go back. Continue to be faithful to Christ in all that he says and tells you to do, because he's faithful. Again, amen. Don't slack on your commitment to Jesus. Remember, he is faithful to fulfill every promise that he has given you as you keep covenant with him. Praise God. Keep covenant with the Lord. Amen. Do not come out of covenant with God. Beloved, keep covenant with God no matter what, no matter where you are right now. Keep covenant. Keep covenant. Stay in covenant with the Lord. Don't break it. Don't come out of the covenant. Don't matter what, do not. No matter how it looks, no matter what it looks like, praise God. Keep the covenant. Stay in there with the Lord. Praise God. And know that God is faithful. Amen. Let me share this last word with you that the Lord gave. He says, I will not waste my anointing on those who continually refuse to repent. My spirit will not always strive with men. My judgment is sure. I am looking for those who will surrender their all to me. Watch and pray. Seek my face. Stay close to me. For the enemy desires to devour those who are truly committed to me. But know that I have set the standard. I will fight for you as you stand on my word. And not compromise. Set your face as a flint and walk in my word and my will. Praise the Lord. I will prove myself faithful. I, the Lord, will say, stand. Stand and know that I am God and that I change not. I am God on the mountain and I am God in the valley. I am God and there is nothing impossible for me to do. As I moved for my people Israel, I am moving for my body. Trust me, says the Lord, for I watch over my word to perform it, says God. I will manifest myself to my people in this hour. I say, watch, pray, and be diligent and stand, and you will see my glory, says the Lord. Think it not strange, beloved, concerning the fiery trial that is to try you. Stand fast in the liberty that God has given you, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. God has set you free. Praise the Lord. Remain free. Amen. You stay free. Amen. By renewing your mind in the Word, you stay free by praying in the Holy Ghost. You stay free by staying in the Word of the Lord, by keeping your atmosphere sanctified. Praise God. There is so much of the world, amen, that we already have to deal with, so we shouldn't have to deal with certain things all the time. Certain things you just need to kind of push away, push out, praise God. And I'm not going to get into specifics of that. I will leave that between you and God for him to minister to you in those areas, praise the Lord. But what I am saying, that it is time, beloved, amen, that we, the people of God, allow God to be God in our lives. It's time now, amen, that we put him first and let him be first in our lives, praise God. Don't think it's strange because of the fiery trial, amen, that you're in. Know that God is with you, and he will see you through. He is faithful to his word. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for your word today. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you're ministering right now. You're ministering to that one that just is in a state, in such a state of confusion, a state of maybe doubt and double-mindedness. But, Father, I ask you to begin to go in and begin to minister, Father. Cause a peace and a calmness to come over my sister, my brother, right now. Father, you see and you know all things. And, Lord God, we thank you that even though we're going through great trial, the church, the body, we as individuals, ministers, pastors, lay members, evangelists, prophets, apostles, teachers, psalmists, all of the body of Christ is experiencing trials of some sort, testings, Father God. Sometimes our love is put to test. Sometimes our faith, Father God, is put to test. Our joy, our peace. But Father, you, oh God, you are in the helm, and you are you are the leader, and you know and you see. And so, Father, in the midst of it now, I'm asking you, dear Lord, to come alongside and help my brother, help my sister, help that one that's in a state of confusion. Because, God, we know that you're not the author of confusion, but you're a God of peace. Hallelujah. You're a God of love. Oh, my God. You're a God of mercy, and you're a God of grace. So I'm asking you, Father, to minister right now. Go throughout the airways, God, and begin to work miracles right now. Father God, resurrect, bring resurrection life, God, to every family, every home, every marriage. Oh, my God, every single person, Father. Lord, those that are going through great trial with their children, with their spouses, on their jobs, in their homes, at school, wherever they may be, Father. God, help us to endure. Help us, Father, to keep our eyes upon you. We thank you for healing now because we know healing belongs to us. Because, Father, according to your word, Father God, all we have to do is ask and it shall be given. We seek and we'll find. We knock and the door shall be open. So, Father God, let your will be done now. And we thank you and we praise you, God. Continue, God, the work that you have begun. Don't let this word slip from our hearts. But, Father God, as it has gone out today, let it meet, Father God, and let it prosper and let it come back, God, full, oh my God, and you accomplish the things that you're sending out it out to do, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Glory to God, and I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it has been a blessing to have been with you this afternoon just to share in this prophetic word and the word of the Lord, and we pray, amen, that it has been an encouragement to you. I want you to continue to seek the Lord. Be encouraged, beloved. God sees and he knows everything. Glory to God, and he is on your side, and he's fighting for you. Glory to God, and your latter end will be greater than the former. Hallelujah. Lift up your head. Glory to God, man, woman of God, and know that God is with you. You don't have any reason to go with your head hung down. Lift up your head and know that you are on the winning side. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that you stay encouraged and lifted up. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. We will be back again in the morning for our broadcast. Amen. Picking up on the study of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you in the palm of his hand. Oh, my God. God is working miracles for you, beloved. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. Stay encouraged. Amen. Keep your joy. And most of all, continue to praise and worship your God. Hallelujah. Because he will come through for you. Every time he inhabits the praises of his people. Glory be to God. The more you praise him, the more he'll come in and do what only he can do. So trust him and try him with the praise. Try him with a perfected praise and watch him bring you all the way up in the name of the Lord. Until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. God bless you. Amen.